Comedian John Lovitz slams Bernie Sanders. Horribly anti-Semitic squad members over anti-Israel stance. By Joshua Kaplan on November 22, 2023. Former Saturday Night Live cast member John Lovitz took aim at Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and far-left squad members over their position on the ongoing war between Israel and the Palestinian terror organization Hamas. In an interview with Fox News, Lovitz assailed Sanders as self-loathing Jew, and poked fun the Vermont lawmaker's self-labeling himself a democratic socialist instead of a communist. "That's like asking me, are you Christian? No, no, I'm a Jew for Jesus. Well, that's what it is," Lovitz said. "You know the difference between a communist and a democratic socialist? A democratic socialist is somebody you vote for, and then they take all your money and give back what they think you need. A communist, they just appoint themselves. There's no election and they do the exact same thing. That's the only difference." And, Sanders is saying, "You know, we shouldn't have money for, you know, fund Israel, you know, and the squad, those people. It's no secret they're horribly anti-Semitic," the actor and comedian added. Lovitz then criticized how segments of the Democrat Party have shifted away from its pro-Israel position and embraced radical causes such as the anti-Israel boycott, divest and sanction, BDS, movement. They go, "Let's give all that money away from Israel, give it to Hamas. That's what they would say. That's what they want," Lovitz lamented. "What's that, Ilhan Omar? She wants to, not, give money to Israel for military aid. They're our ally. They're a democracy. Just go, all right. You're against giving money to a democratic ally, correct? You're against that. But we're giving money to Ukraine." The critic star also singled out Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, for amplifying Hamas propaganda accusing the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, of killing hundreds of people in an air raid on an Al-Ali Arab hospital in Gaza. "Free Palestine. I'm not anti-Semitic, but that means you want to get rid of Israel. She's in her office, there's pictures of it. She's got a map and a post-it over Israel, it says Palestine. I mean, she's Palestinian. I get it. But she's spreading lies," he said. "She said that Israel bombed the hospital and killed 500 Palestinians. And then after they proved that Israel did not fire the bomb and the United States proved it and the bomb hit the parking lot, not the hospital, and the bomb was fired by jihad terrorists, and they have video of it where it's coming from. Not from Israel, from Gaza and turning around and hitting the parking lot. She's never taken the tweet down or said I made a mistake. So how can you listen to anything she says?" This isn't the first time Lovitz has taken Tlaib to task for spreading Hamas's lies. Last month, the former Saturday Night Live cast member slammed the Michigan Democrat for failing to own up to her false tweets about the hospital bombing. "Rep Tlaib, why not admit Israel did not drop the bomb on the hospital? You want to coexist with Israel? How about denouncing Hamas and getting a government in power who wants that too?" he wrote on X.com. "This war is about Hamas, not Palestinians and their rights. And Hamas would gladly kill all the Jewish people that protested in the rotunda. Protesting about a bomb Israel didn't drop," he wrote in another tweet.